Sir Graham Henry proposes a radical shift for the All Blacks, suggesting that players be allowed to compete overseas while remaining eligible for test selection. This comes amid rising concerns over New Zealand rugby's financial struggles and the national team's recent decline. Henry, the 2011 Rugby World Cup winning coach, emphasizes that relaxing the overseas policy could help develop players. He cites Jordy Barrett's transformative year at Leinster as a prime example, showing how international experience enhances both player skills and personal growth. With South Africa thriving and dominating the rugby landscape, Henry asserts that New Zealand must adapt. They are the best team in the world, and most of their international players play overseas, he states, pointing out that the financial burden shifts to foreign clubs while enriching player development. Moreover, Henry advocates for expanding Super Rugby from 5 teams to 10, arguing that a larger competition could prevent young talent from switching to rugby league. He calls for a strategic overhaul to ensure that New Zealand remains competitive on the global stage. The debate around these changes intensifies as pressure mounts on NZ Rugby to innovate and reclaim its former glory.